Yesterday was an amazing day. It's Sunday. I'm in Ballyball in North Dublin. The rain is starting to come down. And funny because I should have taken the tent down and I didn't. But there was good reason because yesterday my good friend Michael Nugent, his child Christina, was christened and I was godfather for that day. So we had a good night, great night, yesterday. And thank you, Michael and Nicola, for the honour bestowed upon me. It was a really great, amazing, wonderful day with friends and family, good friends, and I have to say I was honored and enjoyed myself. This afternoon, a neighbor of mine, Philip, came by. I have a problem. I had not a problem. A problem is maybe realizing the electricity is gone and you have a young child, easily solved, but a problem at that time. The situation I was in is that my laptop is now about 8 years old. The right click button doesn't work on it anymore. I think the old lady pedaling, generating the electricity. Think the old knees are gone a little bit bockety and she just wasn't singing as fast or as well as she used to. So a good friend of mine, Philip Murta, who I mentioned earlier on, Philip brought me down to DID Electrical and Swords, where we bought a Toshiba. It was the display model, €550. I don't like shelling out money on computers, but I had no choice. And I prefer to buy trees, I suppose, to put in context. I think they look better. And of course, with that comes the whole, oh, that doesn't work, the email doesn't work, and this doesn't work. And Philip, in fairness to him, got it 99.9% to the point where I'm feeling groovy, to use the old Simon Garfunkel scenario. At the same token, Bernie Goldbach, his wife, his daughter, came by for tea. Tea and biscuits. Bernie is a gentleman, all the way down from Cashel, County Tipperary, where I hear him say bye for now every single day. But I gotta give him credit. There are many people come and go and pass through my life. And if you listen to the Sodcast, the weekly podcast, the loudest gardening podcast in the world, where you look at the artwork for that done by Luke Donegan, the radio intro jingle done by Brian Green. You look at the equipment that I hold in my hand, which is a shotgun mic and a Sony ICD MX20 recorder. The editing software that I have on my computer. Bernie drove up to give it to me so I could install it on the new computer he knew I was getting, so I would have it ready for the Sodcast for next Friday. And I'd have enough time to doodle around with it. He also threw in some other bits and bobs. But essentially, I'm hoping that the bit of practice I get to go and do in the meantime will make the Sodcast the loudest gardening podcast in the world. A podcast built by other people's generosity in time and a little bit of, sure, Pete, I'll help you out. I know Bernie gets gardening advice from me, a bit like John Keyes there last week. But like John Keyes, I like Bernie, like Brian, like Luke, Gordon Murray, Darren Byrne, Anthony McGuinness, Adrian McMahon. The list goes on. I could stand here and list off the names of hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people, good friends, who've done small, minute bits and bobs for me just because they're nice people. And to you, the amazing nice people in my life. Mark Rock, how are you? I'll talk to you soon. Thank you. I really appreciate it. It's not my first time to say thanks. It won't be my last, I hope. But it was an honour. And today, having coffee with Bernie and his family, George and his family were here too. Philip was here. And I was kind of going, God almighty, you know. There's a lot of people around the kitchen table on a Sunday. It was a nice way to spend it though. Really nice way. So thanks, folks. Let's see if we can put this into some form of jingle. Okay, bye-bye.